Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, connecting with you again, encouraging you to be sure to bring your readiness to grasp hold of the information that we'll be sharing so that you can put it into use the way that is best for you. And certainly I want to remind you at this early hour in the afternoon, early part of the afternoon, this is the day. If you haven't already voted and you know you'll have time, don't allow yourself to forget. I know we've been hearing some interesting things about the possibilities of this year's election outcomes. Some of it based on the polls. In fact, quite a bit of it based on polls. But I do want you to remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Polls do not cast ballots. We as individuals cast the ballots. So if you haven't voted already, there is still time up to 7 p.m. So be sure, if you got to do it during your lunch break, you need to make a safe dash, beeline to the voting poll after you get off. Maybe you haven't gone in yet. Maybe you don't go in until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Go ahead, make those final adjustments to ensure that you cast your ballot this evening. You know, I tell you, this is the first year that I ever voted early. And I've never been opposed to voting early. I think it's great that we have the options of voting early, voting via absentee ballot. I think all of that is great. All of that in addition to the option of voting on the Tuesday election day. I just kind of liked that whole idea of voting on election day. And so election after election, I would deliberately wait until election day to cast my ballot. This year, inspired by one of my friends who voted early, I thought about it, and finally I said, you know what? I'm going to vote early this year too. And so I did. I voted early. And one of the unanticipated benefits for me having done that was that I noticed after I voted, there was a pressure that I had not even been aware of in past elections that I did not experience this year when it came to making absolutely sure that I made it to the polls before or after or somewhere in the middle of work. Something about that experience, I enjoyed both voting on election day, as I did, I mean, I've done for decades, election after election, on election day. But there was almost a sense of freedom having voted early. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to talk anybody into voting early for future elections. I'm just simply sharing with you my personal experience. Just something that I had not anticipated. I thought about it, I think probably 2 or 3 days after I voted this year. I was thinking about Tuesday's November 6th election, and I was so accustomed to waiting until election day that I was thinking, okay, I need to make sure I don't forget. I get so busy doing things that I forget. Oh, wait a minute, hold up. I'm not voting on election day this year. I've already voted. And that happened, I think, about 2 more times before it finally sank in. I voted early this year. I'm done. I'm through. I don't vote again until the next election. I've done it. There was a sense of freedom, just a sense of peace about that. And so it got me thinking, man, that experience felt so good. I think I might go ahead and do it that way the next election. Vote early. I might. I haven't made a firm decision, but I might. I'm sure thinking about it. This was kind of nice. So I'll think about it. But, you know, do what works best for you. Of course, they're sharing with us that one of the ways that, you know, one of the benefits that, or at least potential benefits of voting early, is that if any complications come up, there's time to resolve those complications earlier than later. Of course, one of the big questions on my mind is, well, if people's votes have been deleted and there's no paper trail, how will you even know that that happened? So how will you be able to work towards resolution of a problem that you don't even know exists? But either way, whatever works best for each of you as individuals, if you like the idea of waiting till election day, if you like the idea of voting early, whichever works better for you, but please do vote. And from one election to the next, ladies and gentlemen, do not let the polls do your voting for you. Those polls, those exit polls throughout early voting, absentee ballots, which will be counted after election day, the early voting. So this group is showing up in huge numbers. That group is showing up in pretty good numbers. This group is lagging a little behind, but they're kind of close. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how encouraged you may be by the reports that you hear, your vote is always still needed. As I said, the polls do not cast ballots. We as individuals cast ballots. So please cast yours. All right. Today we're going to be talking about why they drop out of school. This is going to give us another opportunity to care, to let the best that is in humans come to the surface, come to the forefront. We're going to be looking at reasons that people drop out of school, and particularly out of high school. You know, one of the things that they look at when it comes to college are the retention rates. Of all the people who start, what percentage of them finish college? What percentage of them drop out of college? So we're going to be focusing on high school. Why they drop out? They're going to share with you some empowerment notes today with regards to something that I know white and black people are coming together to do to make life better. And in a number of ways, including financially. I just love it when people of the same ethnicity come together. I love it when people of different ethnicities come together to make life better. We're going to be taking a look at that. We're also going to be broadcasting 1 hour of this past Sunday's broadcast where I talked about suffering well. And again, for those of you who may not have had a chance to hear this, because I know that on Sundays a lot of people are in worship service and don't have an opportunity to hear the broadcast on Sundays. You know, your worship service, you have that, and then for many people, after that, it's all about the belly, feeding the belly. That's right, dinner time, whether you go to a restaurant or you head home and either finish preparing dinner or start it, whatever you're doing, it's about taking care of the belly after service for a lot of people. So I like to take 1 hour of those two and replay that on Wednesdays. And a lot of times, you know, it's on Wednesdays, but if I have an interview that I need to schedule for Wednesday, then I'll try to replay that broadcast some other day during the week. But most of the time, that 1 hour of spiritual perspectives or something that ran on Sunday will run again on Wednesdays. This Thursday, as we look into the future, I want you to join me as we take a look at some of the future bets when it comes to cooling off. And take a look at what will be happening also with cameras. Also, ladies and gentlemen, era. This Monday, yesterday, I was supposed to be airing Darlene Lancer's conversation with me about self-esteem. You know, I imagine that for any number of reasons, probably all human beings at some point in our lives have our self-esteem take a hit. And then, of course, we can take some steps to build or rebuild our self-esteem. Darlene Lancer and I had that conversation recorded. I was to be running it yesterday. There was an error. It did not run. And so for Power Friday this week, instead of bringing to you the conversations about soaring and what I had originally planned to air this Friday, I'm going to put Darlene Lancer's discussion with me on this Friday from 1 until 2. And so we heard the conversation yesterday online. For anyone who listened online, you were able to catch it because, like I said, we had recorded the conversation. And so I decided to go ahead and air that online, run it online as planned this Monday. This Friday, I'll air it live. I'll air it during the live broadcast from 1 until 2 on 1550 AM The Voice. But since it's online this same week, Monday of this week, I won't run it online this Friday. So again, this Friday, you can hear the program on 1550 AM The Voice. If you want to hear it online, then go to Monday's broadcast for November 5th, and you can hear it online on that date. And again, her name is Darlene Lancer. If you like, you can type self-esteem into the search bar, and that will probably bring it up for those of you able to use your smartphones, anything that has a search bar. And you'll be able to hear it that way. So my apologies for that error. And basically what ended up happening was the simulcast was running yesterday at the time that my program would ordinarily have been running. And so you didn't hear that conversation. So again, my conversation with Darlene Lancer ran only online yesterday, Monday, November 5th. And this Friday, I will have it run from 1 until 2 on 1550 AM The Voice. Newsarite comes to us Saturday. You know, I'd mentioned to you several days ago that it had been a while since I had done Newsarite, and it is with great pleasure that I'll be bringing that to you this Saturday. I want you to join me. Some of it is going to be about, I tell you what, it's going to be a heartbreaker as we open up taking a look at some hard times for families, but particularly for women and even more particularly for children in Venezuela. But then we're going to move into a portion that I call the fixers, where we're going to take a listen to some great innovations being put into play by children. I mean, great innovations being put into play by children. That'll be this Saturday, 1 o'clock, Newsarite. Later on Saturday, we'll talk about politics, social media, and attitudes. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to approach it from an angle that you probably have not heard it before. And so I do invite you to listen this Saturday. That discussion about politics, social media, and attitudes will probably start at 2 o'clock this Saturday. So 1550 AM, The Voice, is where you can join us. If for whatever reason you're not able to join us by radio, then go to speakingwith.com and just click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can listen to it there. All right, when we come back, let's begin to take this look at why some people are dropping out of high school.